left town on a mule named Whiskey. On a sweaty mule's back. I thought I found a crossroad, it was a train track.
street. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink pops, piss and clink. A fountain drink and urinals hanging on the walls.
Two-wheel thing. What's up, everybody? Listen, I'm going to get right into it, okay? Because we have Michael Allman on the phone with us right now. What's up, Michael?
What's happening, brother?
And Michael has a surprise for all of us.
I do.
So, Michael, why don't you tell everybody what the surprise is? Hold on. I made a mistake. I forgot to turn that off. Tell everybody what the surprise is.
Okay, well, the surprise is it's a one-time shout-out of the two songs I just finished in the studio in Marietta, Georgia. I'm not going to go into a lot of details as to who it is because this isn't really a release party. Right. It's a tease party.
Tease party. I like it. I love it. I love the tease party.
So, you know, I got some Georgia satellites. I got some badasses. It's fun. It's cool. It's really not what you're about to expect. So okay. Listen close.
Okay.
Let them both rip. Black Cat Moan and the second one.
Yep. Brown Liquor Blues.
Brown Liquor Blues, right?
Yeah.
Since 4:20, I've been sitting around watching Family Guy on my first day of 3 weeks off. Woo-hoo!
All right, man. All right.
So, I've been at it for 7.5 weeks. But yeah, man, let them roll. Let's see how the world likes these two songs.
All right, check it out, everybody. Michael Allman. You are listening to Michael Allman's Black Cat Moan on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And we're going to get right into it with Brown Liquor Blues, Michael Allman. You are listening to Michael Allman Brown Liquor Blues on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Check it out. Was good stuff, Michael.
Woohoo!
Thank you,
Mike. Oh my God!
Oh. Mama's got to leave now.
Oh, no, that was really amazing stuff there, Randy the Wrench.
Top notch.
Because yeah. You know what? This is the ultimate Southern rock, right? Biker music right here, and you are the king of Southern rock.
It's got a little blues in it.
Yeah, a lot of blues in it, I think.
Yeah.
The Black Cat Moan is a Don Nix song. It's an old blues remade into, you know, okay. a classic, man. And then the second one is an original.
Well,
Don Nix blues.
It is absolutely fantastic. We love it, Mama.
I love them both.
I have no complaints, yep. And so far everybody has been sending lots of thumbs up.
All right.
And hearts already.
How about you, Rod?
The feed is like going crazy right now.
I think they're amazing. I'm looking forward to hearing the final versions because the slide guitar just blew me away, man.
Yeah, and awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. Who's playing slide?
Yeah, we got the Georgia Satellite guys, and I feel like an absolute. That's why I didn't want to get into this. I don't have their names right in front of me.
That's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
But
that's
just
and I'm, you know, especially now, pothead and all that. But like I said, I'm not.
That's awesome. But you know what, though?
But, I mean, I've been sleeping for a day and a half after the long forever, and then I got
up.
You know, I've been on the road a lot.
Yes, you have.
Joey Huffman's on the keys, and I sent the text, and I feel like an absolute ass because they're like super duper guys. They're from the Georgia Satellites. They're
sweet.
Super badasses.
Those guys are always cracked.
I'm embarrassed peach colored not having their names.
That's
but
okay.
Anyway, it will be on there. It will be where needed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure somebody's about to cuss in and cut in and tell me. And
it's all good, brother. It's all good, man. There's some good stuff out there. Cranking the slide. Piano work was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They were absolutely unbelievable. We were going to, my intention was to go in and just make a soft blues type album. And the more they heard what we were doing, the more they came up with those beautiful ideas. And I went, oh, yes, please.
Oh, cool.
And it's turned into, it's just absolute, you know, excellence to me. I've listened to nothing, but I try to make myself sick of them, and I have yet to be able to.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how can you get sick of that? That's some damn good stuff going on right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably put that on when I get home. I'm gonna replay the show just like it aired again, man. That was good.
Well, if you'd like, you can throw it on before the show goes off one more round if you'd like to.
We're gonna play it again.
We definitely will.
Oh, Michael, we are coming down there October 15th, I believe it is.
What,
no, the 16th. It's gonna be the 16th.
Don't listen
16th.
To Johnny.
We're gonna do a live show out of Seaside Inn. I haven't informed them yet, but there's a beautiful outside dock that is open to the world.
Well, they're going to know now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. They love me to death.
No,
it's Monday night. Monday night's a good night for it. They'll love it.
What's going to happen, folks, is that the show is going on the road, and we're going to go to the Seaside Inn in Newport Richey. Come on down. Hang out with us, man, because we'll be down there doing a live show just like we do here.
But there.
But there. But we'll
but be sitting it, been outside, sitting on the dock with the fish and the boats and the whoo.
It's cool, man. It's
beautiful. It's a beautiful.
I can't wait.
And
for
we
that.
Will be drinking beers. Yes, we will.
Uh-huh.
Gotta be there. Yeah, gotta be there for the sunset. It's gorgeous.
Well, perfect time.
Oh, West Coast.
So cool.
Come on down, hang out with Michael Lawman, hang out with Motorcycle Mayhem, and we'll have a good time. So, Mike, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to play your songs again real quick.
All right.
You want to play them now, or you want to play them towards at the end?
Oh, you know what, Mike? How about I play them towards the end of the show? What do you think?
Whenever you'd like, brother. That's up to you.
Okay, we'll talk. Well, I'll play them, Mike, in the middle, you know, around there.
All right, you guys.
All right?
All right. Thanks, y'all.
So, listen, thank you, man. This was great.
Yeah.
Really. All right, you have a great night, buddy.
Yes, thank you.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Good night.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's great. You
what
know, we'll
think?
Let all listeners listen to it at the end of the show.
Yeah, okay.
Let them percolate a little bit.
Something they can look forward to instead of hearing us.
Yeah, well, because they can't rewind us when we're live, so.
Yeah, so anyway.
Maybe.
Well, welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We got Randy the Wrench, Mama Duke.
Everybody's here.
And Rod.
We're
having
here.
A full show.
Yeah.
This is a long time you had a full show.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So how was your weekend?
You should know I was with you.
Again? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh,
yeah, so anyway, actually...
And you get my condolences.
Thank you, Randy. Yeah. No, it was a great weekend. I was working with at the Motorcycle Mike Esquire booth for the Dee Snider ride, 15th annual Dee Snider ride, raising money for Melissa's Wish.
Yep.
Great turnout at Lido Beach. The Little Beach Mushrooms, Little Beach Long Island. We did some live video for those of you that hadn't been on our feed all weekend. You know, scroll on down. We did an interview with Dee Snider, and he spoke about the charity and the run. They had over 1,000 riders, and probably close to 1,200, I think. There was a lot.
Just by the crowd in the parking lot, because I've done that ride so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you could kind of tell by the parking lot.
Yeah, there was at least 1,200 bikes there, if could not. And they raised thousands of dollars for Melissa's Wish, which is a great charity. And it was great. The Grand Marshal was the Renegade himself, Lorenzo Lamas. Just got back from Sicily Motorcycle Tours, SicilyMotorcycleTours.com, awesome. With Jim Barr and his friend Ron. It was just an amazing show of support from all walks of life and everybody. It was just great.
It was a good time.
Right?
It really was nice to see all those motorcycles out. And there was a ton. It really, you know. Do you know what the final, what they raised yesterday? Or?
I can't divulge that information because it's got to go in the story that I got to write for the magazine.
Okay.
So I can't let that slip.
Me and Dawn were actually on Channel 12.
Did it get close?
Oh, good for you.
So, you know, we had a phone call coming in, so I'm going to call them back.
Oh, you're learning not to interrupt my talking
I'm being
when somebody
good.
Calls in.
Okay. Thanks to Kip Kotler. I'm being
Thank
good.
Thank you, Randy and Kip, for cracking the whip.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem. Who we got?
Hey, you guys, it's Twinkle. How are you?
Hey, Twinkle, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing, doll? So I guess you heard the news that Leo tell you about our conversation earlier?
He did.
Nice.
I love you guys. You, what's this? You're coming down, and so I'm going to see you in person. I'm so excited.
Yes.
October 16th, we're going to be at the Seaside Inn in Newport Richey with Michael Allman. We're going to do our show live, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., so...
That's going to be fantastic.
And then after the show is over.
That's kick ass. I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
Now I'm a hugger. I'm a big time hugger. I just want you to know.
Yay.
We're getting hugs.
I'm good with that.
We're getting hugs.
Everybody's good. Everybody's good with that. And then I'll be chilling with Leo and Nina. Finally. Yay. I got to see my Nina.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited. And I was overwhelmed when I saw the magazine and I got my t-shirt. And I love you. I appreciate you so much.
Good.
I'm really stoked to see you guys. This is going to be awesome. And then I'll get to see my brother from another mother, too. Me and... Michael, I haven't seen him for a while, so that would be awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
How radical. When did all this happen? Like, whose idea was this?
I think it was Michael's.
Yeah. Well, we kind of planned, because we're going to Daytona, so there's a Monday that we're going to be down there, and we got to do a show. So me and Margaret will be there, and then earlier, before the other guys get there. So I spoke to Michael, and I said, you know what? Do a show with us. So he said, well, come down to my bar. So I'm like, there you go. It's going to be an epic
That's
night.
Awesome. That's going to be totally epic. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm going to... I got to start planning now what I'm going to wear. I'm laying in bed recuperating from the awesome run of shows this weekend, but I'm also sitting here crying because we lost Tom Petty today, and I'm crushed.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, so listen, Michael wants to know if you guys want to play with them on Monday night. There.
Of course.
Of course, Michael. Of course.
You guys are killing me.
Yeah, so Leo, everybody just bring an instrument. Oh, maybe I'll get to play with you guys now, too. Don't ask Johnny to play.
There's going to be a real drummer.
As long as Johnny doesn't sing.
Johnny can't play Southern Rock. He plays that 80s stretch pants music.
I play double bass.
That's what we do.
You know what?
There is no double bass. It's two drummers in Southern Rock.
It's okay. A real drummer will be there. I'll take care of it.
We're arguing now.
Already planning on bringing
filming,
up static.
I'm filming it. We're going to run Facebook Live, too. I have to document.
Sure. That'll be great. You do it live. We'll do it live. Everybody will call in. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
I'll think of some good jokes, too, because I keep forgetting. I hear these great jokes, and then the second I hear them, it's gone out of my brain again. I'm like, God, I can't cuss on your thing.
Don't worry. Don't worry, I have plenty of jokes.
You are.
So,
badass. Well, you guys are awesome, and I'll see you soon. I'm so excited.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Talk soon.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bone kisses. Bye.
Bye. All right, so call that guy back. So, Steve Parker, go down on the feed, and you will see the pictures of my camel toe. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's
scroll on down.
Call this back real quick.
On the posts, everybody's into it. I posted it when I had it done.
The cool people.
And a live video. You can even watch my toe get tattooed live.
The cool people I hang with.
Sorry, Randy. You might want to just hang
Hello.
Out.
Hello.
Who's this? It's Motorcycle Mayhem calling back.
This is Michael's brother, Mark. What's happening, folks?
Oh, how you doing, Mark?
That's no surprise.
It's Mark Marino.
You coming to visit us?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you, too.
Yes, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a freaking party down there. Anyone who's listening and lives that area must come down and hang out with us. So
it's beautiful, man. We're all of our own Britney. There's one-eyed Jack barking at everybody. Get in the house, Jack.
It's all right.
Anyway. Heck yeah, man. I can't wait to meet you guys, man. And we're going to rock Newport Richie. I'm with Michael right now. How do you like them new songs?
We love them.
Absolutely, really love them.
Love them.
Man, Georgia Satellites. Man, I'm so jealous. He didn't invite me to go, man.
Well, somebody had to take care of One-Eyed Jack.
Everything over there.
Yeah, it's good. You know, we hope we see you when we come down.
It's a short time. What, it's 12 days?
Bring some shirts. I need a shirt.
Okay.
We'll bring a shirt.
We have shirts.
If you show up, we'll bring you a shirt.
You got it. I can't wait. And we'll pop Newport Richie. It's really cool.
And we're going to bring in Margaret's panties also.
I don't have panties, so how are you going
to... Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hey, listen.
Ooh, I just
that's a low blow.
Oops. I just let that cat out of the bag. Get it?
That cat's out of the bag.
Well, hey, Michael wanted me to call and then say, man, hey, rest in peace, Tom Petty, man. We just lost, man, damn, one of the best people ever.
I know.
We're
praying.
I can't wait to see you guys in a couple weeks, man. We're going to rock and roll this place.
We're
going to
have a blast.
You. Oh, shit.
I'm bringing my drinking
shirt.
Bring
the big boy pants. and your drinking shirt, some bibs.
And
bail money.
And bail money, right.
Yep. Oh, don't forget that.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Great talking to you, brother.
We'll get you around safe.
Okay.
We'll get you around safe,
trust me.
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
Rock on, guys.
Rock on.
Bye-bye.
I love Mark Marino.
Oh, he's awesome. We have actually another
He was at the right house today.
Well, of course he's going to be there.
Let's see who this was. I don't know. It might be Twinkle.
This is a mystery caller. Dun, dun, dun. Are you calling Twinkle back? I bet you are calling Twinkle back.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who do we got here? Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
We got here. You fucking called me. You know who you got here? Fred Wolf.
He's such an ass, Fred. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. The phones
the phone
are non-stop.
Non-stop.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Wait, okay, what's up? We got you on the phone now. What's up, brother?
Well, not much. I'm just
recovering from an event I had this weekend.
Yeah, how'd that go?
WeFest 2017.
Oh, my God. It was a WeFest.
Oh, I was talking about Tattoo Tony's thing. When is that? The autism benefit?
That passed. That was Saturday.
That was last Saturday, yeah, because I was away. So how did that go?
It went great. My partner Claire was there. She went to that event. I went to the WeFest.
Of course.
Somebody had to do it.
Of course.
You know what? Nasty job.
You know what I love the most about Red? Little Red, his puppet.
Oh, no, but I like what you... The puppet's great, but is that your boy that does your imitation, your little mini-me? Is that your son?
Yeah, that's my son, Matthew.
He's got you down, man. He's totally... I saw that right away. Peace!
Fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic. It really is.
Now him and mini-me are going to be fighting over screen time.
Of course.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
And listen, those outtakes with you and Tony, it was cracking me up because he couldn't stop laughing.
That took forever to get done. It took forever. It was just nonstop laughter. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he
is. Good sense of humor.
Oh, man. So I'm glad you called in. So what's happening, buddy?
Not much. Like I said, just, I think I'm going to need a week to recover from the show. It was amazing. It was just, people loving people, everybody getting along. Of course, everybody's high as fuck, so.
Oh, my God. I can imagine that. Hey. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's funny because in the middle of the night, all you hear is coughing. Through the whole camp, everybody's coughing.
Oh, my God. That would be
you
got
to get those throat lozenges.
Yeah, exactly.
Little bit of honey.
Red said he actually wanted to come in to be a guest live in the studio.
Okay. So when are we going to do this?
I think we're trying for next week. Is that true, Red?
Were you going to schlep down?
Yeah, next week works for me.
We can have you in the studio with us, and you can do a live video for everybody that's out there. We'd love that.
No, you have to bring your little...
Sounds great.
You have to bring your little... Puppet, dude.
No, the puppet has to come.
Your little Charlie McCarthy dog.
Oh, jeez, no.
I want him to sit, right here, and then right here.
You like my puppet? There. Look at my puppet.
Yeah, stop playing with your puppet.
He's been talking nonstop about your camel toe.
I know. And you know what they say about puppets. Is he like Pinocchio? If I tell him a lot of lies, will I have a lot of fun?
Oh.
Yes. He's made out of wood, right? Right?
He is.
Just making sure.
What, what was his name? Who made a puppet? Who made Pinocchio?
Geppetto.
So Pinocchio goes to Geppetto one day and says, Geppetto, every time I masturbate, I'm getting splinters. So Geppetto gives him sandpaper, right?
Yeah.
Uses sandpaper. So a week later, he sees Geppetto, and Geppetto goes, hey, so how is your splinter situation? Right?
He totally fucks up jokes.
Oh my God.
Tony with the fumble.
Geppetto says, every time I make love to a woman, I give her splinters. He goes, no problem. Take this sandpaper and you'll be all right. So he sees him a week later. Says, Geppetto, how you making out with the woman? He goes, woman? Who needs woman?
That's still sucks.
My little skeleton.
Red, that joke still sucks.
Wow, we just lost a ton of listeners on that one.
Yeah, everybody just dropped off.
Fuck that joke. So
yeah, man. Please, really. We don't need to lose
even
listeners.
Randy was like, what?
We want people to stick around so they can hear Michael Allman songs again at the end of the show.
Yes.
So, all right. So we'll make arrangements then for you to come down here. You'll be live in the studio.
Right. Hanging out
and
with
that's
us.
What?
Sounds like a plan. You guys will probably be shut down that night.
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
After Johnny's joke, nothing's going to shut us down.
Oh. If we survived the joke, we survived everything. So
there you go.
All right, Red, so we're going to let you go, and we'll make plans for next week with you, brother.
Sounds like a plan, my friend. I'll see you then.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Peace.
So
that's pretty freaking cool. Red's going to be live in the studio.
And he's a character.
Well, I'll be talking about my joke.
Why would I do that? No,
your joke
is not
really
cool.
It was not cool.
So, Aaron Waller, how's it going, dude? I'm just doing some shout-outs before you start calling people.
Yeah, am I calling?
Winford, I missed you when you called in the last time. Just shouting out. John Frew, Frewmaster.
Frewmaster.
Who are you calling? Who are you going to call back now?
I don't know. It says wireless, so let's find out.
Well, what was the 404 number?
That's a mystery number for tonight.
Who's calling? Hey, this show is like MTV. Are we talking about motorcycles?
I know. We're going to get to motorcycles at some point. We got to call that guy from the Beggars.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mary Ellen. I am unable to take your call at this time.
End it, so they don't hear her number.
Yep.
Okay. Mary Ellen, we were trying to call you back, so if you have a moment.
Yes.
You can. Clinton! Hello. Clinton Justice is on.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yes. Everybody's chiming in on here. I think this is absolutely fabulous. So what is happening next weekend? We got a couple things going on.
Well, I'm doing actually.
You wanted to talk about your event?
Yeah, let me pull it up here. Hold on a second.
Well, while he's looking for his shit, at Maryland International Speedway Raceway, we have the Fall Nationals, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then it's going to be the Nitro Harley versus the Nitro Suzuki.
Oh, yeah,
the Thug versus Larry McBride Spider-Man. So it's the Thug Peter Geis. And Larry, the Spider-Man McBride, doing a they're going to race against each other on Saturday. It's going to be pretty freaking cool. These motorcycles go super, super fast.
Maryland,
this weekend, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's the Fall Nationals all weekend. So they do, I guess they do the trial, time trials first, or the whatever, the pre-racing on Friday and Saturday. Then it's the exhibition race between the Thug, the Pro Thug, and Spider-Man. And then Sunday they do all the other stuff. But it should be really cool. Maryland International Raceway, the IDBL.
Excellent.
Nitro.
You'll be over there?
I'm there all weekend. So if any of our Mayhem fans are going to be down in the Maryland area or near there and are going to be there, come find me. I'll have stickers. And our sticker, if you didn't see our picture, right, Pete?
Pete, yep.
We are officially stuck to his motorcycle.
Yes.
On both sides.
Oh, so I saw that, yeah.
I was like, the coolest thing ever, man. Now we got the Mayhem sticker right on that racing motorcycle.
Excellent.
So we did talk about motorcycles for 5 minutes.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, speaking about next weekend, I'm going to be at, I don't know if Rod's going to join me or Randy's going to join me, but with the road captain himself, we're going to be doing a memorial bike run October 8th. And that's going to be in the loving memory of Gene. Okay, I can't say his name. Azrabel.
Okay.
Right? All right. Just go on our website and say it. Okay? What does that say? Adderall. Yeah, read that. She got a better voice. My voice is shouting.
Wait a minute. I can't pronounce that either.
I know. It's tough.
All right. But anyway, it's a memorial bike run October 8th, 2017, which is Sunday coming up, in loving memory of Gene. I'm just going to wing it and go Arazabal.
Mm-hmm.
Gene passed July 31st, 2017. So come join us in the fight. It's against small cell cancer. Registration is at 10:30 a.m. at Popeye's Clam Bar on 451 Middle Country Road in Corum. Now, even though the price says it's $50 per bike and $10 per passenger, when you're going to ride to Cedar Beach, and then you're going to go down Harbor Road, go to Mount Sinai, and then you can all come back to Popeye's Clam Bar. Now, that $50 with the $10 passenger, it includes everything. You don't have to buy, right? You don't have to buy drinks, food, barbecue,
and
everything.
And Shark
all included.
Fest. It's Shark Fest over there, so you can have shark. You can eat shark. Have you ever eaten shark before?
Mako. I've had Mako.
I've
delicious.
Never eaten shark before.
Yes, oh, my God. But, it tastes just like chicken.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
But Dawn made me eat tuna yesterday.
I was making a joke.
Shark is like deer. You got to know how to prepare it.
Yes, so, exactly.
If you prepare it right, it's very good.
It's delicious.
And if you prepare it wrong, it's very bad.
But if
you prepare it right, it is good.
It's going to be a bike run, and it's going to be an awesome bike run. I want to get everybody in Long Island or in the Long Island area out there to Popeye's out in Corum, okay? And we'll be there, and the road captain will be there. We'll be selling T-shirts. Some proceeds will be going to the cause. We're going to have a good time. Come check us out. All right. So, moving on now.
Yes, Mama wants a bagger, Michael Harrison. I do.
You want what?
A bagger.
A bagger.
Not I want a bagger.
Oh, you want a
bagger? Like her, I want a bagger.
What?
Get it? That I ride
what?
On?
I want a bagger, too.
Right.
I bagged her.
Are you calling the guy?
I'm going to call him right now. Hold on. Now, this is going to be a really good phone call here. once I figure out how to open my phone up.
Got to make the phone call first.
So professional the show is, right?
Well, that's what you makes know, you great.
It's funny. You talk about baggers. I bought my Road Glide when nobody was riding Road Glides. You didn't see them anywhere. Okay. Right. Now you see them everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah. See them everywhere.
All right.
I was watching the videos from the Long Beach this weekend.
Right.
And I'm like, Road Glide, Road Glide, Road Glide, Road Glide. It's just amazing. Yeah. You know.
Come on, goddamn chair.
Nothing. I'm trying to get back on the internet, and I'm having an issue with my computer.
All right. So anyway, we have I'm going to be calling Joey Hensley. All right. He owns the Backyard Baggers, and he goes to all the bike events. So let's give him a shout, okay, and see what he's going to say about it. All right, so let's...
We're not prank calling this guy or anything, are
we? All right.
I'm just making sure.
Imagine.
We should really start doing that.
No, we really should not.
I think that would be funny.
I do.
Yeah, we're calling you next week, Randy. Ding dong.
Hello.
Hello, it's Joey
there.
Thank
you for calling, Backyard Baggers. Slingshots and audio. We're busy right now working on someone's dream project.
That's right.
Please leave me a detailed message or send me a detailed text message. I'll return your call as soon as I can. Thanks for choosing us, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay. Hello, Joey.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, Joey. This is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio calling you. Okay, you know what? Give us a call back if you get a chance, or we'll try again later, okay? But everybody, it's Backyard Baggers. Check them out. All right. That didn't work out, but all right.
Hey, at least you tried.
He'll call me back. That's all right.
At least you tried.
Well, you know, I'm starting to see a trend here. Johnny touches something.
And it breaks.
High tech. And
I'm
it
sucking.
Just doesn't, it just does.
I'm
goes
sucking
wrong.
Tonight.
So what does that tell you, Juan?
Wow.
I'm just going to start calling you Juan. Oh, my God. You guys got to go to backyardbaggers.net. Holy shit. I'm posting the link on our feed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do like baggers. You know, I know it's all the rage now or whatever, but you know what? Thousands and thousands. I probably could not handle the bike, but there's a 911 tribute bike right on the page as soon as you open it up. And
that bike is gorgeous.
And they are
you know,
on Facebook,
I want you to know something. I've seen women a lot smaller than you handle baggers.
Uh-huh.
Once you get the thing rolling, it's like any other bike.
No, I had the 83 FLH. It just wasn't so low to the ground.
Right, and I'll bet you that FLH.
That was better.
That weighs probably maybe even more than some of the new bikes now.
No, probably.
Some
you're
of the big
right.
full baggers, they've gotten light now.
Mm.
They've redesigned the frame and everything else. And they've gotten lighter. They've actually gotten lighter. And somebody, I just was looking on Facebook somebody the other day, and somebody remarked that their 12 Ultra was heavier than the 17 Ultra.
Okay.
And they're basically the same bike. They started out the same bike, but they're lighter. Harley now is instead of throwing all the weight on it, they're shedding weight on them.
Well, they have to. They have to.
The soft, from what I understand, soft tails are almost 100 pounds lighter. Because softails were heavy beasts. They always were heavy.
Well, I think my sporty weight when I first got I had an 89 Sportster.
But I'll tell you how much that weighed. 490 pounds.
Yeah, so it was close to 500 pounds.
Right. Wow.
And then
I had an 89 too at one time.
I loved that. It was my first bike. Yeah. That actually handled pretty good for a Sportster.
Oh, Sportsters handle great.
I blew a couple of Road Kings at the line. Oh, I mean, you know.
Wow. Wow.
When I was riding my motorcycle and we were at a light.
It
was a controlled area.
You got to realize something.
But off the line, it was faster than the two Road Kings.
The only problem with a Sportster is that 90% of
them. And a Texas Iron Horse chopper.
Especially back then, were only four speeds. Okay.
I know.
So you didn't have the gearing. Okay. But they're fundamentally a faster bike.
Right.
Okay. Because of the way they're built with the integrated transmission, you don't have this. You know, you don't lose all the power like you do on the big bikes.
No, but I added on my 89. They bumped it up. It was like a 12.0 something.
Right.
Marty and Dave.
Right.
They did
they
that.
They took an 883 and made it to 1200.
And made
right.
it to 1200. And then they put
and
had an external oil cooler and
right.
had an external oil cooler because the thing overheated. But it was great down in Florida.
1200s. And that's, you know, you got to understand, you buy a brand new Sportster, it's still 1200s.
Yeah.
Okay. They haven't changed that. And there's a reason why they haven't changed that, because that's a very, very strong motor. the Buell, okay, which was the other division of Harley when they used to do it,
right.
They had the Lightning. The Lightning was one of the fastest bikes ever on the planet, and it was basically a Sportster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, with a different frame.
Right.
Okay, it was the same motor and transmission right off their line. Okay?
Four-speed, too, on a Buell?
Well, no, the newer one's a 5-speed and 6-speed.
Okay.
You know, because remember, we were talking about 89.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm always, you know, right. going up for
ones,
the next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but the new ones, but they're still the same thing. They're still basically the same thing. They're still integrated, and they're still, you know, your basic 1200 motor.
Right.
They're still the Evo-style motor and everything else. They haven't changed them.
Okay.
And the Lightning was one of the fastest bikes ever built.
Randy's back, everybody.
And there it is. There it is. Randy the Wrench.
Okay. And they
we
were great
can sit here and argue. I'm not arguing. We're having a nice discussion, finally, about motorcycles.
I never
knocked somebody with a Sporty because Sporties are great bikes.
I loved it. I had forward controls and everything on my
because I
had really long legs.
Listen,
and I had the drag bars.
I had
it was nice.
And a fat bob tank.
Dyna ignition, S&S carburetor.
Nice.
It was good.
No, and I had on my Sporty, I had the forward controls and the fat bob tank. Okay. And that bike would go forever on a fat bob tank.
I could go 225 miles on my tank. I changed my tank out too.
Yeah.
And on
mine, I was close to 500 because I had a 6-gallon tank on mine.
I had a 4-gallon. I did a four gallon.
And my bike would just went where, you know, and I loved it. And I sold it to my brother-in-law at the time, and I was so sad I did because he painted it pink or something.
Oh, God.
Well, no, he had this idea of some sort of red, like maroon color,
and it turned out pink.
And it just looked terrible, and I had to walk away.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Well, hopefully come November I win that.
You're going to win it.
Yes, Twisted T motorcycle built by Chris Callan and the guys over at CycleSource at Raffle. You can have a chance to win it. It doesn't cost anything to enter to win this beautiful chopper custom built by Chris Callan over at CycleSource. Go to CycleSource.com. Look forward to go to Twisted T.
Right.
/chopper build, and you just have to post a video on Instagram and tag them in it.
That's all.
Real easy. Or go to Chris the Cycle Source Facebook page, and you can get all the info there too. November's like just around the corner.
I can't believe it.
Don't even talk to me about this whole summer.
We can now officially decorate for Halloween, and please don't decorate for Christmas yet. I want to vomit.
No. October.
I already did.
October's Halloween.
No. October's Halloween.
Right. When you get into November, you want to start putting up the turkeys and stuff. Oh, that's okay.
Right.
Okay?
My favorite holiday.
December, as soon as December starts, then you want to start throwing up some Christmas lights and stuff. That's okay. But not before Thanksgiving. Let's get through
and not even before Halloween. Somebody put stuff up in September. I was like mortally peeved. Isn't it like some type of a tradition that you technically the tree and everything went up Christmas Eve, and when the kids
woke up
Christmas Day, everything was there.
Well, okay, when we were kids, yes.
That's how I grew
when
up.
When we were young. But as we got older, it became the thing. My mother would make hot chocolate, and we'd put up the tree, and we'd decorate the tree as a family. We always did it, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, by New Year's, that tree was out, and that was the end of it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But
all right, let's stop talking about the holidays. What about tits and ass? What do we got going on?
Strip
club choppers.
Oh, no, that's over there.
Now, I'm gonna tell you what our week is going to be about in 2 weeks, right?
Right.
We're leaving here, and on the 14th of October, we're going to be hanging out with Biker Trash Nation. Hanging out with them guys, having a good time with them, drinking some beers, eating some barbecue, drinking some beers.
I knew it. It had to have barbecue,
of course.
Because otherwise he wouldn't be going.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't
go
anywhere unless there's barbecue.
And then we're leaving there. And then on Monday night, we're going to be with Michael Allman at Seaside Inn in Newport Richey.
Oh, he got that right.
Then on Wednesday, we're going to be in Daytona Beach. Setting up Wednesday for Biketoberfest with Strip Club Choppers, with Johnny Lang and Strip Club Choppers. And that's going to be off the hook. We're going to be doing a live show from there.
On Saturday.
We're going to have guests. We're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you who we're going to have on. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be me.
You ass.
No. So if you're in the Daytona area or the Newport Richey area. Right? Newport Richey?
Yeah, Newport Richey.
You got it right.
And in the Winston-Salem area of North Carolina, come hang out with us.
We're
we'll
just
going
to be whoring around from the 13th all the way to the 23rd, 2nd, 3rd.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a freaking week and
don't
a
forget
half.
Maryland this weekend coming up. But I can't believe it. But when we come back, it's going to be Halloween.
Halloween.
So what are we going to do on the Halloween show other than me?
We are going to...
Well, didn't come out right.
Wow. The real truth of Mama Mayhem is coming out.
I know.
I don't have words. I just really don't have words anymore.
I actually didn't mean to say it that way.
Because
I'm going to be in the hospital, and I'm coming back in my costume. I'm coming straight from the surgery to here. That's going to be my costume. But what are you guys going to do for Halloween? When are you going to... dressed up as me.
Well, Johnny's going to be a fat guy.
I want to know what everybody's going to be for Halloween other than a biker. Give me a freaking break.
Why don't you be a big cigar?
I can't even come as a fat guy anymore.
You're still a fat fuck. I mean, anybody? Look.
I know, Mike.
I'm a fat fuck. You're a fat fuck. He's a fat fuck.
I am not a fat fuck.
No, I said he's a fat fuck.
I know.
You.
I'm just saying.
You're a crazy fuck.
Totally. Jane Morris, I love you.
I love Jane Morris.
Oh, my
she's
God. She's
tonight,
an
too.
Amazing photographer, and she's going to call in about some things that are going on.
Yes.
Everybody's talking to each other on the feed, which is cracking me up right now.
And no one ever says hi to me.
No,
hi.
Why should they? Kim Roden, she's talking to this one. Aaron's talking to that
That's
one.
Okay.
Steve McGrath
who cares
is
about
on.
Johnny?
Steve.
You should have Steve McGrath call in because he just came back from a ride, didn't he? Didn't he just do a ride recently?
He did an incredible ride with his brother, John.
Yeah.
But you know what, Steve? Well, you know what? We'll plan that for next week, Chris. I don't want to put him on the spot right now.
Why not? Put everybody on the spot.
Well, Steven, if you feel like calling the show. Wait a minute, my little guy is walking away from me. Get
well, let's say hello to JJ Beach from Indiana.
Indiana, right.
Nice.
What's up, Indiana?
And who is that guy that you was with yesterday, and he messaged you?
Guy was with yesterday.
He had the Indian. Keith or Ken, right?
I think it was Ken. Yeah,
yeah, I wanted to give us.
We were next to me. He was next to me on the line.
Yes.
To take off, mm-hmm. And I gave him some stickers, and they're nice people. What's up, guys?
Right, I got to christen a little girl's helmet. She was so adorable.
That's right.
Name was Alexa, and her daddy took her on the ride for the first time. She was very shy.
Right.
You can see it on the video that I did. But she's got a Motorcycle Mayhem helmet sticker on her brand new helmet. It was great. What a great day that was.
It was really.
I
don't know if you noticed that the tent that you had set up, if you look at your tent, to the left of your tent was Ace of Spades Customs.
Yes.
They have some really, 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 really cool shit in there.
I know.
I go on their page, their Facebook page, like and follow them. That's Ace of Spades Customs. All right, go check them out. They're really awesome. Go see Sal.
Sal, that's right.
Tell him Motorcycle Mayhem sent you, and he'll say, so fucking what? Get away from me.
Yeah,
we don't want your kind in here.
You step in the door, mention Johnny's name, and the guy's going to chase you out with a
shot. Get the fuck out of here. You and your fucking friends, get out of here.
No,
definitely check him out. He had really cool shit in there, man. I was looking at
it. I've seen his stuff. Yeah, he does. So, I just posted their link on our feed.
Your link is on the feed.
Yeah, Sal's a great guy. Yeah, it was a little win. Oh, so what else happened to me? My RUFKM moment.
Go ahead.
You could tell him.
She got stung by a bee.
Not just any bee. A killer freaking yellow jacket that was like this big.
It was this big, trust me.
It latched on, but what happened?
What happened was she cannot beat anybody off anymore because it happened right there.
I know. Well, my good hand.
Her blood pressure went up.
Yeah.
My blood pressure went up because I'm laughing so hard.
I got stung. The thing would not let go. All the swelling went down finally on my hand. So, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing. Did my mic go out?
Stop touching the wire.
I'm not touching it.
Sure.
But no, that hurt like a mother.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave birth to 3 kids naturally, and that hurt worse.
I had I
would have another baby.
The sleeve of my jacket.
It's not good.
A couple times.
I drank one time and got a fat lip. This is my third bee sting. I'm not allergic, thank God.
Oh,
but
God.
I would have to say that the EMTs that were there were actually really good. So
I've had it.
So
happen.
Yeah, I would get. Oh God, that was painful.
I carry it in my pocket all the time. I have Benadryl.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I think I'm going to have to do that, but man.
Just get one of those little, like the little, you know, the little tins from the breath mints.
Right.
And you just put in some aspirin and some Benadryl and some things to
keep
them
I have to
around.
Keep them out of that tin and put them in another tin.
Well, no, I said go get another tin.
Oh, I know. Okay? You did say that. Okay. Yeah. I will do that for
you. And you should, but I am like, you really should carry Benadryl because maybe not just for you.
Right, for somebody else.
Somebody else should wear it to something because it really does kind of solve all the problems.
I used to actually carry around EpiPens when I used to work in the catering field.
Right.
Because you never know. That was like part of our standard first aid kit.
Yeah,
because
peanuts. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, the peanuts, and you had to mark everything clearly. It was sesame seeds, peanuts.
Yeah.
I've been advised to carry an EpiPen, but no.
Are they like really expensive now?
Yeah.
Well, now they are.
But my insurance covers it. But I've been hospitalized a couple of times for anaphylaxis.
Wow. So.
Michael Harrison's really cracking me up on the jokes, man. Michael, she's telling me that Mama needs Benadryl. I've been drilled plenty of times, Michael. Thank you. I don't need to be drilled anymore.
Really,
but yes,
you
I do.
Need to know that.
Wow.
Michael's pretty funny tonight on this feed. I think it's great.
You know, the way, Michael.
He's hysterical.
Yesterday we were leaving. I forgot to say goodbye. We went out to the parking lot.
Goodbye.
I was going to go back, and I got on the bike and left. And
he did the Irish exit.
Sorry, man. I missed out on a good steak, said.
But didn't mention that.
I'm got it in my hand.
Do it.
I did an exclusive video with Michael Harrison yesterday.
I know. So did I.
So we have it. It's all good.
Mine.
So we got the Road Captain here, which is an app that every biker should own. That's coming out really soon. Okay? Now, Margaret, what does this app do?
It does a lot. It doesn't fix your motorcycle, so don't even think about that.
So forget I can't use it.
No, you can't.
Well, you know what?
No, but actually, it's a GPS, and what it does is it will show you, you're planning your route like you normally do, but it'll also have laid out specific routes just for motorcycles. You know, with the views and, you know, off the beaten path kind of tours and things like that. But it'll have a pothole alert.
Yes.
And it also has a special feature on there, too. If, God forbid, you should ever get into an accident, it'll automatically ping to the nearest emergency station, police department, and send somebody right to your phone.
That's awesome.
Where you're on you know, the location, which is great.
Yes. That's definitely an awesome feature for that app. And you know what? Once it comes out, every biker should own that app, Road Captain. Go to roadcaptain.com. And if you swore it to Michael Harrison and you mention Motorcycle Mayhem, he will also say, so what the fuck you want from me? And that's going to be it. All right? So check them out, man. That's definitely a must. So anyway, Johnny Lang was going to call in tonight, but you know what? I thought maybe it would be better if we called in next week because we'll be going to Beitoberfest the week after, so.
Plus, he's got some flooding issues going on.
Yeah, he's got
on, some
going on, so.
In Florida.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on, man. We had, like I said, we had a great time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great dinner last night.
Who cares?
I do.
I certainly do not care.
Rod cares.
No.
Not really.
No?
No, we don't care.
Randy?
Johnny, we don't give a shit.
No, nobody?
Mm-mm.
Go on. Grab a mic and
what about our awesome shirts? That we're going to have with us when we go to Florida by CNS. What does it say there? Randy, you can say that.
CNS
I can't read
Design and Apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good stuff.
631-448-7312. They have a website. They have a Facebook page.
Which is cnsapparel.com.
Thank you.
And that's cnsapparel.com.
Good shit, man.
Excellent.
Excellent shirt. Sure, I love my shirt.
They ship everywhere in the continental U.S. of A.
That's good to know.
And it's good. It's good quality.
Yeah. What?
For a very reasonable fee. And he'll do short runs, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the best part, because you don't want it. Sometimes you don't need 100 shirts, you know what I mean, or 150.
Or 1,000.
Yeah, sometimes you need 50, you know what I mean? That's good to know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
really important. It's really good, because you know, especially if you order some and say, oh, you run out of mediums. And you only need mediums. You got everything else.
Right.
They'll print you some mediums.
That's it.
And that's it.
Once the screen is done, that's it. You're done. And then they can do what they need to do for you. So and it's great. And it's good quality stuff.
Good stuff, right? Yeah, it is good stuff.
I haven't heard a complaint yet.
I love my shirt.
You want to put it on instantly. It's not like the, you know, it's not a stiff. Well,
yeah.
You know.
That's the best part.
I like that, but, you know.
And you know what?
Yeah, we know. You've made that abundantly clear.
It's almost a full moon, guys. Just telling you right now.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you're going to start howling and shit? And...
No, that means other things. Hey, Becky from Louisiana.
Hi.
I think it's great. No, I want to see who's on here. Hold on, man.
Now, Rod, do you want to do a little cigar thing since you were out last week?
No.
No?
No, I got something in the works for next week.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
There's a couple of cigars that are coming my way, hopefully this week.
Did Aaron call you?
He's purposely abstaining.
Actually, I have not gotten back to Aaron because I'm waiting to get something going. I have an idea, and I'm gonna talk to Aaron about it, and I'm gonna go with something that's gonna be later on. But
okay.
I want to get my hands on these cigars. That way, I can give Adam a heads up on try to find them, so we go back and forth. This is I'm actually kind of excited about these cigars. Everything's now coming into the stores from the convention that happened a few months ago, where they introduced a lot of the new cigars. So there's a lot of good cigars coming, hopefully. You know, I haven't tried them yet.
Right.
So
did you try the cigars from Leo that he brought up here from Florida?
I just wanted to say one of the cigars that Leo did give me is a new release cigar, and I am holding that cigar for this weekend.
Okay, good.
I have part of my weekend shtick right now is a little sit down before I go and do my insanity and have my cigar, and that cigar is number one for Saturday afternoon.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to that. It's actually a beautiful Candela cigar.
Oh, you just fucking gave it away now. Everybody's going to go out and buy it before...
Randy just bought one. Randy ran out the door, he bought one, and not smoked it already.
Don't tell anybody anything else anymore. Wait. Just let Aaron... Aaron will tell him the other one. Oh, yeah, and he said... Michael Harrison said, thank you. The Brownstone. Mr. Brownstone.
Yeah, that Brownstone is a huge hit. We're having a hard time keeping it in stock at Goodfellas. And everybody that has sent me a PM about it has just absolutely raved about it. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Enjoy it because it is immense. And I'm looking forward to some of the new cigars because I'm hearing some, you know, that the Brownstone is going to have some stiff competition. So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. So. Awesome. Also, if you're in the Patchogue area, right, you got to check out the Village Idiot. They are part of this really cool thing that actually I'm going to be there. Me and Dawn. I'm going to the Village Idiot for breakfast on Saturday. Okay, it's also the Great Breakfast Crawl. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
The Great Breakfast Crawl. I can't say that too fast.
No, you can't.
The Great Breakfast. The Great Breakfast Crawl. I can't say it. What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's the Great Breakfast Crawl. Don't even say it. Just go to the Village Idiot pub on Sunday. What is it? Sunday morning?
Saturday?
Saturday,
9 a.m. it starts. Okay, $25. There's five locations, $35 for 10 locations, and $45 for all 15 locations. And the Village Idiot is one of those locations in Patchogue. You got to check them out.
Wait a minute. You $25, I can eat in five different places?
Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, this is surprising.
Yeah, no.
Oops.
Well,
$50, I get to eat in 10 different places?
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
We'll all be fat bastards Tuesday.
It's not what you know, I'm sure they have, like, portions. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean?
Well, then you're not going to enjoy it.
I'm going to all 50 of them. By the time I'm done, all 45 locations, I'll be all right.
He'll eat his, he'll eat hers.
15 locations.
He'll eat hours.
He's going to eat everything.
But you know what? That's an awesome deal, though. It's a really cool thing to be part of.
Okay. No, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun. And the Village Idiot's our sponsor.
Yeah, the Village Idiot is an awesome bar in the heart of Patchogue. You got to go check them out because their food is so good, man.
Yeah, they do.
They have the best steak tidbits I've ever eaten in my life.
And here it goes with the tidbits.
And the macaroni and cheese bites.
The cheese bites.
All the
pretzel. The
food, the pretzels. Oh, I got to go.
have you seen they're doing a benefit in October, later on?
Yes, I'm going to put all that on our
Yeah, we should definitely make an appearance there.
Well, we can.
Well,
do that.
Just make sure it's not when we're away.
We'll have to check it. But I'm going to put all that information on our Facebook page later on tonight or tomorrow. All right, so go check out the Village Idiot, 8 East Main Street in Patchogue. Then check out the villageidiotpub.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know what? If you finish there early enough, you go over to 1940 Brewing Company and you have a couple of beers. 1940 Brewing Company in Holbrook, New York, they have fresh beers they make all day long.
Yeah, go get nice and rip roaring drunk, and then come visit me later in the evening.
And then have a cigar with Rod.
No. You, I want you to get nice and drunk and come visit me in Bellport.
Oh God, I'll scare you if I'm drunk.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so check out 1940 Brewery, check out the Village Idiot, all good stuff. So, and matter of fact, on that note, right, I'm going to do something here very special for everybody.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. It's scary.
So he's touching things again, Randy.
Yeah, I know.
So on that note, I'm going to go to a couple of commercials, and we will be right back.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Yes. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
That's right. You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Live from the studios from Long Island. It is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Here's Mama Dukes. Anyway.
I'm going to do my Lucille Ball imitation.
We're going to have Jane Morris call in.
Hurry up, Jane. I got to go. No, yeah. Come on. Call in.
Jane Morris is calling in. And, yeah, we have a lot going on.
I'm excited to talk.
Yes. Jay, give us a call now. You know what? If you don't want to call in yet, it's up to you. But if anybody else out there would like to give us a shout, say hello, talk about any kind of rides they've done, what kind of bike you have, any kind of good barbecue places we love, let us know. What?
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 And then if you want to talk about, you know, breast or whatever, you know.
Speaking of which, yeah.
What do you mean?
October.
Right.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's going to be a lot of rides going on throughout the month. So, you know, check out the feed. Yeah, whatever. Go fuck yourself, man. I don't really give a shit. Would. But Lisa from Renegades Classic, she has her yearly event October 15th.
Okay.
You can find that on Facebook as well. It's Bikers for Boobies.
What's up,
they
Lisa?
Run October 15th. They go from Renegades Classics in Comac or Deer Park on Comac Road.
Okay.
To Jones Beach.
Oh, excellent.
And back.
All right.
It's a great run.
A great one. Hello, you're on the air. Who do we have there?
Hey, Johnny.
Hi.
It's Jane.
Oh, what's up?
I knew who that was.
Hi, not dog. Much. What's up with you guys?
We're just hanging out and doing our show. Are you watching?
I know.
So,
of course I am. I've been chatting on the show.
Oh, I know. I'm just busting. So, what's going on with you, Jane?
Oh, a lot's gone on since the last time I talked to you guys, actually.
Okay.
You know, last time I talked to you guys, I was going to biker events, which I did go to the Camel City Bike Fest and shoot photos.
Okay.
But I also started doing photography for the Never Forget 9/11 Foundation.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is located here. What the foundation does is they are, it originally started to honor the 343 members that, first responders that died during 9/11.
Okay.
But what it's kind of grown into is an organization that helps the families of first responders, being either EMS, firefighters, law enforcement officers, military. And we just took, I believe it was 52 first responders to New York City last weekend for the 5K, the Tunnel to Towers 5K run.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've actually voted me in as a board member now, and I am officially their media specialist.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fabulous.
So,
that's great news.
We're very proud of you. Excellent.
Very cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Excellent. I'm loving it.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's keeping me pretty busy. And, you know, not only do we have events to raise money, because it is a nonprofit organization, but we raise a lot of money for scholarships for, like, the fallen first responders who died during 9/11. For their kids, also active first responders, we raise money for their kids to be able to go to college as well.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of a baby foundation, but we're growing by leaps and bounds. So I'm excited that I've gotten in early and I'm getting to see all the growth.
That's excellent.
So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, thank you. No, I was just going to say I also get to hang out with, like, the local sheriff's department and take photos of their canine dogs. And that's been really cool, too.
Excellent.
But, yeah.
Canine.
And I've got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, what's your surprise?
Actually, I have two surprises for you guys.
Look out. My mother's got a surprise for you, too.
And I'm not going to sing, so, you know, I don't have any new songs, but anyway, I have created a official Motorcycle Mayhem Radio fan page.
Wow.
And then I've also created a Motorcycle Mayhem Radio fan club group.
Wow. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Thank you very much, Jane.
I'm watching your
awesome
head grow.
My head.
I hope you guys will like it.
Wow.
You can actually find, I'm looking here at the fan page is, you can look MMR Fan Club.
Right.
And that will take you, I just published it. I've been working on it for a few days, but it's just been published. So it will be seen.
All right.
And then if you look up Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Fan Club in groups, I've got that. I'm actually going to change that now that it's been announced. I will change it to where it's not a secret club.
Okay.
And that so people can easily find it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's great, and I hope that really works out, you know? Wow, we have a fan club.
Yeah, I think it will.
I'm a little numb. It just says not. Thank you, Jane. It just says not sunk in yet.
Oh my God, that hasn't sunk in. That we actually.
Nice. I feel
humbled.
That's pretty cool. Thank you so much.
Very cool.
We appreciate it.
Well,
and if
you guys are.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you're very welcome.
And if everybody sends us a dollar.
No.
What are you, Milton Berle?
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You got to let Kip know about this, too.
Yes, Kip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jane. That's awesome.
I also have a, Never Forget 9/11 Foundation banner for you guys.
Oh, okay.
And I'll bring it on the 14th when I see you guys finally in Winston-Salem.
Okay.
Winston-Salem.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. That's really sweet.
That's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, we should have a 9/11 Never Forget banner up
yes,
here.
That we should. Definitely should.
Without a doubt.
You know, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great position to have, Jane. Very proud of you.
Yes.
Takes a lot. Yep, and I can't wait to see. I haven't had a chance because I definitely look at the photos that you did from the event. Did you posted a few of them up on the Facebook page already?
I actually wasn't in the New York City event, but there are quite a few on the Never Forget 9/11 Foundation's page, and I can share actually the link to that page.
Yeah, I think I dropped the link for the Facebook. Did they do it in Asheville? Is that where the run was this year for that group?
We had one in Asheville, we had one in Durham, and then we did the great big one up in New York City.
Okay.
Just last weekend.
Right.
Excellent. Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah.
But on another
I think
note,
that's very cool. Jane,
are you bringing me ribs?
Am I bringing you ribs? Yes.
All right.
Johnny, do you want ribs?
All right.
Johnny, do you want my ribs?
Of course he does.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a silly question.
It was.
So I posted a picture of him, Jane, and I didn't even know him back then, the event that we were at this weekend, D. Snyder's Riot. It was probably like 8 or 9 years ago. And what were you doing in that photo?
I was eating.
He was eating.
Of course he was.
And then I started looking through, like you, because you take photos of events all the time. So I started looking through other past events that Johnny might have, like, photobombed me in. And, every picture Johnny is in, he is eating.
Well, I think I got this beautiful
just
physique.
Just saying.
You know, it takes a lot of work to get
Johnny's
this physique.
Just saying.
So,
yeah. No.
You know, it takes a lot to get this physique.
Mm-hmm. No, but thank you.
Six racks of ribs, two burgers.
Awesome.
Jane, just so you know, Faith McKinney asked. She's on our feed, too. She asked to send you, for you to send her a link. I don't know for what.
I will.
Yeah, so send her a link. She's requesting that. It's hard to see the feed as it's going. You know, you got to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once I get back on the computer, I can post the link on there.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for everything, Jane.
We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We are so looking forward to coming down there to hang out with you. And
absolutely.
You have yourself.
I hope you'll all be there.
Well, I think it's who's going to be there. Are you going to be there?
I'm there. No?
Well, it looks like me, Margaret, and Dawn.
Randy's North Carolina. North Carolina.
Not unless I'm riding in the truck with you.
Well, we can figure it back or something. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
The fat fuck's getting the back. Right?
Yeah,
hey.
I can see that now. Strapped in front of the trailer, you know, with some bungee cords.
No.
Help!
Nah.
But anyway.
With that look on my face.
Jane, thank you so much for calling the show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We love you.
You guys.
Absolutely.
I love you guys, too.
All right. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks
you
for everything.
Thank you, Jane, and congratulations.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's so cool.
That's
pretty wild.
I'm pretty excited for her, though, with the Never Forget 9/11
Absolutely.
Foundation.
That's
an amazing honor to have that and the responsibility and the dedication to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's beautiful.
No,
that's a great foundation. I've donated to them before for the New York City, for the Tunnels to Tower run.
Right.
And then they had the run for Richie
right.
Prior to that. So, you know, yeah, we'll never forget for sure. That's great.
Yeah, I've done a lot of the 9/11 runs. I've been.
Yeah, we did. Remember that one we did?
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
I've done a few of them. Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys ever do the Mama Duke's Ride for a Cure?
Well, I don't know.
I did it three years.
Yeah,
in I think
a row.
I did it once. Yeah.
You did
the Mama Duke's Ride for a Cure.
Yeah, we had the one. Well, the first one was, it'll be 10 years. The first one,
right.
Canna and Deb, if you're listening, was November 18th,
okay.
2007.
Seven.
Yeah.
Okay. And where did one start and finish?
I think I did the, I think it was.
At the beginning of the
did
end.
Did you do it in 08? Was it 08?
I did it, 07 was the event for me. Then I did it in 08 and 09. I did it 2 years in a row.
I think I was involved in 08 because if I remember, that was when we came back from Wyoming. It was after I came back from Wyoming.
Yeah. I think the second one,
because there was a whole sequence of events, and for some reason I seem to remember them. Because
that was at the Crazy Donkey.
We came back from Wyoming. The then I crashed the bike, and then.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then it was just, between Labor Day, I can almost give you day to day, between Labor Day and Christmas, just was a whole series of things that went on. And
it was fun.
Don't worry, folks. The bike is okay.
The bike was fine.
And Randy's here to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're.
Well, I'm here to talk about it because of a trucker.
Right.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You know, let me tell you something. This guy was way ahead of me and saw it happen and just basically pulled the truck sideways and shut down the expressway so I didn't get run over, because I was in the middle lane of the expressway rolling down the road.
My God.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because he pulled over after I got up and got over the side of the road, and he said it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen, because I knew it all in my head. It was like it happens in slow motion. And I here I am barrel rolling down the middle lane of the expressway, and it's rush hour, and I'm saying, I'm going to get run over. You know?
Yeah.
Because I was doing 55, 60 miles an hour when the whole thing happened. So all I could picture was, I'm going to get run over. So I stuck my hand out to stop myself from rolling. And then he said, it was so funny. He said, I sprang up like a jack in a box, went like this, and then boom, ran for the side of the road.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get run over. I didn't realize that the trucker behind me had shut traffic down.
Whoa.
So I was just, you know, I just sprang up, and I wanted to get out of the road. The bike had already gone off the road, so I wasn't even worried about the bike, and I didn't even look for the bike. I just wanted to get me off the road before I got run over.
Yeah.
You know, but the trucker said it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen.
Well, it was not.
Well, be glad that he saw that.
Oh absolutely. Let me tell you something. not a lot of strangers that I hugged, but I hugged that son of a bitch that night. Let me tell you
I'm
something.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Wayne, exactly. Wayne's online. Hey, Wayne, how's it going from Biker Trash Nation?
Wayne,
yeah, he just chimed in on there, so everybody's like saying hello.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with Wayne and his crew over there.
Well, the first Trevor's lady, on too, and the first lady is going to be nice.
Yeah, first lady, and we're going to have a good time.
Woohoo, Jane! Yeah,
Wayne, I'm bringing my drinking shirt.
You have one?
Yeah.
I keep saying this.
Okay? He has a rib shirt.
Well, no, I should bring
he
a
has
1940.
A drinking shirt.
I should wear my 1940 shirt. It's a drinking shirt. It's a beer.
He keeps saying this, that he's going to, quote, unquote, the drinking shirt, and we all know that he's going to be wearing the eating shirt.
The
eating
This is correct. This is correct.
Well, so what's up, Wayne? Hey, Wayne, why don't you give us a call if you're not doing nothing? We're just sitting here. Right.
Wayne and the first lady.
I'm wiggling.
The first lady could call too.
Yes, why not? Have Vandy call in with you. That'd be awesome. So, why are you wiggling? And why are you looking at me like that? I did something wrong.
Because I spent too much time with you the last three goddamn days.
Oh, boy.
2 days or whatever it is. But there's an Aiden Ride New Jersey, I think, is coming up.
On the 8th.
On the 8th also. There's a lot of events going on in October, but go to AidenHasAPosse.org and Aiden's Ride in New Jersey. First inaugural ride there is happening also on the 8th. I'm just trying to see what the ride calendar says, because the computer is kind of going a little slow. Let's see, January, October 8th. It's in Freehold, New Jersey. That's where it is. I can't give you any more information. Because I don't see a link to it here, but I know it's on Facebook. And if I find it, I will let you know and I will post it.
Many fond memories of Freehold.
Mm-hmm. So just go to AidenHasAPosse.org and look for the events on there as well. It's on Facebook.
Excellent.
And then we got the toy runs coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to start, sure.
Yeah, they're going to start up in November. Long Island Abates got their toy run.
Which I joined yesterday, by the way.
Thank you. Finally.
Me and Dawn both joined.
Pain in the butt.
I am now part of the Abate.
He belongs to something.
So, John McDonald, I'm willing to you now.
And next Tuesday is the first meeting, so you better be there for you anyway. But it's also the awards.
I won an award already?
No.
Oh, man.
They're giving out the money.
They don't give the fat guy 8 awards.
No.
So.
They give, and I'm sure John McDonald's going to call in and correct me because I always screw things up. But I'm trying to get to it now because I'm actually on the Long Island Ebate website. But October 10th is when they're dispersing the funds that they collected and raised for the Veterans Ride and throughout the year.
Oh, awesome.
So there's a lot of great things that this organization does. And they have over 1,800 members now because of you.
Thank you.
I wonder if you can get something because, you know.
Do I get something?
I don't know. Just show up.
Just show up?
Yes, be a part of it.
Next Tuesday, Ghost Towns is on.
Who?
The show Ghost Towns.
What the hell is that?
It's about these guys that they find haunted houses and they try to talk to the ghosts and shit.
Is there a motorcycle ride that goes to these towns?
If they want
is
to.
Is there a bike
actually,
tour
yes,
that will get you there?
One of the towns was, what's that town in Pennsylvania?
Salem?
No, no. With the bike thing, the Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Was one of the towns, and that's a bike event there, so. You know, we could
well, done. Actually, Gettysburg has a very, very long history of ghost-type events.
Yes.
They say it's one of the most haunted places in the country.
Yeah. They have,
what, Gettysburg?
Yeah.
Kind of like Johnny's Refrigerator.
You walk down the street, they have ghost tours. They have all kinds of, like, there's all these little businesses that run down there that all year long, they're running all kinds of ghost tours and everything else. It's pretty cool. And they say that if you go into the you can go into the battlefield or the cemeteries, and supposedly you will run into ghosts because it was a, you know.
I like doing the in Huntington on Sweet Hollow Road. I used to do this as a teenager.
Mount Misery, yeah.
Yeah. Go on Sweet Hollow Road and shut the lights off on the car and drive that road because there is no lights.
Is that what Mary's Grave is?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Me and my brother went looking for Mary's Grave once.
Try doing that on the motorcycle at night, too.
What are you two idiots doing? We're walking through the cemetery looking for Mary's Grave.
I tell you, I never believed in that stuff until I started working at the haunted house. And I experienced it on a nightly basis there. It's pretty wild.
Which haunted house is this?
The Gateway Haunted Playhouse in Bellport.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's all fake,
but that's
though.
A playhouse. That the gate, but the,
no,
oh,
it,
but
it
the
I
actual,
think John McDonald's calling us.
Oh, all right. Sorry, John McDonald calling. He
hello, you're on the air.
Hello, about time you joined the base.
I'm in.
See, it took him a while. It took him a while. I'm trying to get on the website.
So do I win a prize now or something? I mean, do I show up Tuesday?
Yeah.
You guys have a party for me?
So
do
no,
I walk in
but
yeah, a party. Yeah, it's next Tuesday. Now, you can show up this one. It's Tuesday if you want.
No one's gonna be
there. You'll be a week early.
I'll have the whole place to myself at least. You know.
So
yeah, Johnny, go this week.
No food. There'll be no food there too. You know?
Yeah, don't tell him there's free food.
Like I said, not that I need to correct Mama, but she did say October 10th.
Yes. Right?
But you got to be there at 6:30. 6:35, you get no food.
Right, exactly.
Damn.
Now, aren't they going to be dispersing the funds that night, too, correct? To the
that's
veterans
right. $120,000.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
That's what Long
I joined
Island
at the right time, huh?
You're not getting anything.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. You're not getting none of that. You're not getting none of that.
Damn,
and we're also donating a van.
That's right.
It's not going to be really. They might say it Tuesday night, but it's not going to be ready to April, so they're not going to really push it until April.
Right.
I can use the van.
And this is the second. Yeah. And this is the second van that Long Island
yes, it is the second
done.
Van. Yeah.
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 Oh. From
that's
money
right, yeah.
raised from you. The biker community supporting Long Island Abate and at the veteran riots. Yeah, so it's a great organization.
That's right. We do a lot for the vets, and like I said, once a year we donate. I think there's 11 or 12 different divisions in the vets that we give it to.
Right.
But I don't remember Mama Duke making any of these meetings that dinner yet.
Because I've been working.
Like I said, yeah. And that's not a problem. I'm just letting you know how it works. Bill Quinn, he stands there and hands a check to each one of them that night.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's excellent. Yeah, that's that excellent. Is. Bill it Quinn. Is, yeah, and actually Bill initiated the he started the veterans run.
That's right. And
from Riverhead to Montauk. Yeah, so we can mention that.
Right, right. That's he didn't start it. That used to be the Montauk Invasion Run, and we changed it to the Vets Run.
Okay.
You know, so Bill took over the chairman on it about maybe 10 years ago, maybe 9 or 10 years ago. Right. And neither one was mentioned. Well, we triple that money. It's three anonymous donors that Bill got for us.
Right.
And whatever we raise, they'll match that money to the dollar.
Wow.
And that's how we have so much money.
That's excellent. You know? Yeah.
The bikers actually, through the community, raised, I think it's about $60,000. And the other three people matched it. And that's why we got
$120,000.
Yep. And that's how that works.
Nice.
Excellent. It is right next, yeah.
Perfect.
And like I said, any one of you four, you don't need to be a member to come to any meetings. And you don't have to be a member to come to this one. There is also, which nobody mentioned yet, it's in Centuries this month.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
trying to find that information.
It's 131 Horse Block Road.
Right. Okay.
In Centeries.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find the link for it on the website so I can post it.
It's not a problem, like I said. Yeah. It's been overall. Like I said, you can also mention you don't need to be a member to go to it. You know,
but
we like everybody that's involved in it to join, but that's up to them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I am a member now, so I can walk in proudly.
That's right.
Yeah. You could also go to the Christmas party, which is free if you're a member.
Oh, wow.
Right. There's a lot of things for you, Long Island Abate members.
Right. Yes, yes. There's a lot of things like that.
Definitely will be checking it out and doing what I can do.
Yeah. I said, I hope to see you either at this meeting or any other meeting. Like I said, then we go back to Ronkonkoma, our regular place.
Right.
All right.
You know,
that sounds good to
which
me.
Which is in November and it stays there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, I didn't have to call them to correct Ramatuk. I just gave a little more information on it.
No, I know. You always fill in the blanks because I always forget a lot of stuff because it's, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to touch that. You've been forgetting for years. But that's
I know. It's the blonde thing. What can I say? I dyed my hair brown. It didn't help.
No. I'm not going to touch that. I mean, I'm
quite
a good nice guy once in a while, you know.
You're a gentleman, John. Thank you very much.
I try. Like I said, I'm proud of mentioning it again. I'm a 29-year member of the Bates.
That is correct.
I helped start original the Bates on Long Island.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
It's open 29 years, you know.
Excellent.
That is correct.
And, again, I'm also proud, which I mentioned on the radio a couple times. You know the motorcycle sign on the expressway?
Yeah.
The HOV, motorcycle on the loud on the HOV lane?
Right.
Right.
I was the one that brought that to the attention of New York State.
Okay.
I can honestly say I put that sign on the expressway.
Excellent.
You know?
Great.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank
it's
you for
not,
that.
It's not, yeah, thank you. I've heard that many times, but like I said, I'm real proud of that. When I read it in the paper, 1986, they weren't going to allow motorcycles on that expressway.
Wow. On the HOV lane. Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
In the HOV lane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I seen it, and I had to be self-aggressed in 86, and that's why I brought it to the attention. And we fought for that for about a year and a half before they even recognized us.
Wow.
If you know what I'm saying.
And yeah.
Anything to do with lobbying, you know how it is trying to get something new with a motorcycle. But that was back in 86. It was even rougher then.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
You had to knock on big doors then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yes, know? I'm definitely sure of that.
But,
Bates always picked the big fights. It's not afraid of the big fights.
Like I said, there were... We're getting a lot of recognition now because with Jim Barr, he's a good man, and he's got a lot of good officers behind him, and that's why they're doing as much as they're doing.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a lot of clout behind him.
Yep, all the members are, and it's not just here in our area. He's actually going outside the state as well.
Right,
exactly.
Right,
yes. So he's a great guy. He's doing great for the organization. But thank you so much, John, for calling in.
Excellent.
We have a couple things.
Have a good one. I hope to see all of you. All of you Tuesday.
Oh, you will.
Tuesday the 10th.
Tuesday,
October 10th.
Right. If you're not doing nothing, they have it. They also have a memorial at Red River this Thursday night. If you guys aren't doing nothing.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Did you know that or not?
For Sarge.
For Rich.
Oh, for Rich. For Schmansky.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. No, I wasn't aware of that day.
I didn't think you were. Like I said, it's a memorial for him. This Thursday night at Bike Night.
At Bike Night at Red River. Okay. Yeah. Red River in Yaphank, Long Island, folks.
Awesome. Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see
have
you
a good night.
All yeah. right.
Thank
thanks,
you,
John.
Buddy. Thank you.
Right. Take it easy. Bye. Bye.
So we got Seth Carter saying hello.
Hello, Seth.
Us fellers of Charlie Bonnet the Third, and I can't even say this, and I guess it's the Folk and Gas Holes. That's the way I'm reading it, the way he wrote it. So that's it. The Third. I guess that's the name of your band.
Gas Holes.
Nice. Well, no, that's a good name.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And Leo says congratulations to you for something.
Thank you, Leo. For what?
I don't know. What it just says congrats, just thank Johnny.
You. For joining a bait.
Yeah, probably for joining a bait. Yeah. Finally.
I am somebody now.
I don't even remember how long I've joined a bait. I think I joined a bait back in the... Well, actually, if I remember correctly, when I joined Hog back in the 90s, the local Hog at the time was Long Island.
What? Just shut the fuck up, Johnny.
Okay. That was one of the things they kind of encouraged was that you also belong to a bait back then. So it just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it became...
But it was a great organization because they do. They fight for the rights for the bikers. They fight for assholes like this.
Right.
So, you know, for parking and the stop.
The parking.
The checks.
The
motorcycle
checks.
Only checkpoints. Right. He really, he's fucking late. What the hell?
I don't know. Did
him?
He smoke something while we were watching?
I was just thinking that the only bit you joined was the masturbate.
I knew it. Like John Frew masturbated. I did it again.
I'm going to.
You're a pain in my ass.
How about we play those Michael Omen songs?
How about we don't and wait till the last 15 minutes of the show?
Right? Why?
Because there are like two songs. We'll play them at the end.
Well, we only have a half an hour left, and then we can do our shout-outs and then end the show.
Why don't we do our shout-outs now and then end the show with the two songs?
Or whatever. I mean...
I'm with her.
Yeah.
You with her? All right. All right.
Why don't we do one song, five shout-outs, and the other song, and then 10 shout-outs?
Because can start smoking early.
I was over-fucking-ruled, man.
Yeah, see? There she goes. See,
I was over-ruled.
I already knew what she was thinking.
Come on, man.
All right. So, how about we shout-out David Hayes?
That's great.
David Hayes.
Big Fat Daddy Rabbit.
Big Fat Daddy Rabbit. It helped us out so much in so many ways.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we always love you, man. We appreciate you. And Angie Bean, we love what you do for us and everything that you do out there.
That's right. Yeah, Angie.
Kip Kotler, man.
Sweet, man.
Yeah,
that guy is just awesome.
Kip is cool. I like Kip. Yeah.
We're going to get him back in the studio with us.
Yeah, I could hang out with Kip.
And this time you're going to let him talk.
Yeah.
Jane Morris. And
thank you for calling.
She's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Kelly Jean Doyle is doing a big job on the Live to Ride, Ride to Live group over there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And that's an excellent group.
And, of course, Wayne Penix and his crew over there.
Mm-hmm.
And Vandy, awesome. And my buddy Scott Bushy is enjoying his new life that he started in Ohio. I believe in Ohio, yes. What? Mm-hmm.
Wait, who's that?
Scott Bushy.
Oh, okay.
Or Boucher?
Boucher. Scott Boucher.
Oh, that's like Porsche.
Yeah, okay. Boucher.
I say it Boucher. That way.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, right. And of course, we want to shout out Chris Callen.
Mm-hmm. Psychosource Magazine. And let's not forget Geneva Keane. The Geneva Keane Band.
The Geneva Keane Band is amazing.
That created our Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Show jingle.
And I cannot wait to meet her in 2 weeks.
I know.
And that whole band, we're going to have a good time with you guys
and
as well.
L-O-R-I-D-A. I said it that way.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God! Please don't break out the pom poms.
Have you guys decided to start showing up drunk?
I don't know what we're on right now.
We're a little tipsy right now.
We're high on life. Woo! Yay! Yes. Euphoria! Well. Euphoria!
I'd like to welcome our newest member. I call him Bob. I like Bob.
Bob Bones. Bob the Bones.
Bob Bones.
Yeah.
So okay. You know. And you know what? Like we always say, you all, everyone out there, we appreciate all your support out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to call us. You got a good story you want to tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what you ride. Maybe you got a question for Randy, a little problem you might have with your bike. You know, a question about a cigar for Rod. And you know what? We're here. We are bikers doing a biker show for bikers. So we're all part of the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
So go on our Facebook page, like us and follow us. But most important, sometimes Facebook plays games, right?
We know.
So you can always catch the show on MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. And the show will be, you can listen to it like a real radio show should be.
Right. So they could do other things while they listen.
Right. Yeah. You know, you're in your shop working, turn it on. Now you can listen and do your
thing. I listen to all.
Laura can make Dave a sandwich.
That's right.
Right?
You know, yeah.
Like Kip, right? He's setting up his new garage. I bet he turns it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kip, you dropped the towel, Kip. All right, see?
And what's nice about all the hard work that yours truly does, it will play all our past episodes.
Thanks, Randy.
As well on the website. Yep. Not just the current one that's going live. He was talking about the one that was live.
Yeah. So,
as it happens.
Yes, right. Yes. You can always catch the show on that. And you know what? You're part of us. We're part of you. Call us. Write us. Put your pictures of your bike on our page. Right? Mm-hmm. I guess check out our fan page now, right? We have a fan page.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Absolutely.
Just do it, man. I don't know what else to say. But, yeah, so it was a good time here, man. We're just, you know, goofing around.
Doing our thing.
Now, JJ, you just sent me a message. Just email me your address, hon, and I'll send you some.
You started to say you were going to do something this weekend. What were you doing this weekend?
She read it. The benefit that's going to happen out in the quorum.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that got out there.
Yeah, it's out there. So
we went off on a tangent about breakfast, and then it just went to hell.
Yeah, out, so. You know, so.
There's a lot going on this
There's
week.
A lot going on every weekend, and you know what? I love this time of year.
October is the busiest. Oh, Randy could do a good tip. Did we do the leaf peeper tip yet? Can we do that?
Okay, you caught me a little bit off guard.
Yeah, well, because now the leaves are starting to change.
Well, not quite yet.
But it's getting windy. Getting there, so let's give our riders out there who don't already know.
I mean, look, you always got to watch for wet leaves. They're as bad as ice.
Oh, yeah, man.
Even dry leaves.
Well, yeah, but they're not as... I mean, most of the time, believe it or not, the dry leaves kind of blow away.
Right.
Okay.
Wet
leaves are just like ice. They're just like ice. And I mean, even you can put your foot down on them and you slide.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they really are very dangerous, and you have to be very careful. And then they also hide things. They hide potholes. They hide puddles. They hide all kinds of things, you know, because you're just laying there on top, and you know, you don't see what's underneath it.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean... Especially on the side of the road, it could be a massive pothole, and you don't even think about it because you see the leaves, and the leaves are just level. And next thing you know, you take out a rim, a tire, or end up in the woods.
Right. All sense of security.
Right.
Yeah, you think, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know
you
what's under that pile.
You just can't trust those leaves. You just can't.
Could be your neighbor's kid, too.
Hey, you never know.
And now, also upstate, you said about the peepers. It's just starting in the, if I'm correct, I just saw this the other day now. In the
Vermont,
the higher set of mountains.
Because they already started in Margaretville when I was there a couple weekends ago. Oh, they were changing,
that was some of the early trees that just happened to do that. But right now it's starting to get like I think we're a week or two out of prime season,
mm-hmm.
and then another 2 weeks or so for the Catskills and all
right.
that. Yeah.
So for all you riders out there that are leaf peeping in your family vehicles, us bikers are going to be out there too.
Oh, yeah.
So look twice, save a life, damn it, and keep your faces out of your cell phones.
I have to tell you, I've been around, and when it comes to this time of the year, upstate New York is just absolutely stunning.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely stunning.
Agree 100%. Okay.
And it's like no other place. Upstate New York.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Really, just
Lake George, love it.
You know, you get too much farther north, and everything dies like overnight, and it's done.
Right.
You know what I mean? In New York, because it happens slower, you have some time. You can take a ride, you know, two or three weekends, and see some of the most gorgeous things in the world up there.
Yeah.
The state.
And this is the perfect time of year to do it.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Without a doubt. Before
the, but riding weather is cooler, which is nice. You're not, you know, you're not sweating, which is really horrible
that's
on the
right.
bike.
That's true.
But you're not, you know, you don't have to get bundled up like, the, you know, the snowman, like a snowman. So it's really a great time to ride.
That's right.
I believe we have a caller on
yes,
line,
you're on the
right?
air. Who do we got?
Thank you, Ray.
Oh, hey. This is Awkward Dave.
Hi, Dave. I'm, how are you?
I'm Charleston.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Pretty good.
How nice. Are you, man?
Oh, pretty good. I figured I'd hit on all three of Johnny's topics.
Okay.
Number one. Yeah, I ride a FXR shovel and bored out to 98 inches.
Ooh,
right.
And we have the best barbecue place down here.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I'm a real critic when it comes to barbecue. And I mean, I'll drive hours for good barbecue.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well, you
I got one like
you
a quarter mile shot from my house. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And it's really close to the house, and it's just amazing.
Oh, man.
And
I'm starving.
Oh.
Yeah. And I came not long ago. I was at a low-life biker bar. Love those types, you know?
Okay.
And it's like the place is just packed with leather and braided beards and tattoos and...
I can't wait to see it.
All kind of passion in there.
Right.
Oh, we're going to have
and I
fun.
Go in, you know, I'm hanging out. And another patch buddy of mine comes in, and he goes, I can always spot when you're in town. I know that bike anywhere.
Oh, nice.
And I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, especially since we're the only two bikes in the parking lot.
Gave it away.
He goes, can you believe I call half these guys, brother?
Oh, my God.
That was a good joke. Much better than somebody
man,
else.
I mean, it was like 60 or 80 people in there. And there's only two bikes in the parking lot, mine and his.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's cool.
Well, brother, thank you for calling the show, man.
Thank you for being a fan, Dave. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I've been watching y'all for a while.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent, man.
All right, thank you
very much for your
we'll
support.
Be talking to you, and yes. you can chat with us anytime.
Anytime you want.
Oh, yeah. Rockingham Dragway is going to have the Nitro Harley races on the 12th through the 15th.
Oh, snap.
You've never been. It's worth going.
God, no. That's when I'm driving down to Daytona, but I'm being in Maryland this weekend for that, for the Nitro at Maryland International Speedway. So I'm getting, man, damn it. I don't want to go to Florida now. I want to just do the Nitro Harleys.
Well, I'll be doing a show with Michael Oman by myself.
No, that's all right. I can't let that happen.
And I'll be in
I'm
Daytona.
Sorry. No, but thank you for that information about Rockingham. I just, that's really cool.
That's right.
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
All right, man.
Thank you.
All
we'll
right.
talk to y'all later.
All right.
All right, you Bye. Got it. So, Jason, okay, well, he just chimed in. He's saying hi.
What's up, Jason?
From your friendly southern guy, you know, Justice Colt Band.
Yes, awesome.
But
man.
He's saying hi from the hospital, and I have. Wow. I hope you get better. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I've been not out of the loop for a couple days, so, yeah, feel better, and you better freaking text me or call me, dude.
Yeah, man.
I want to know what's going on. Make sure you're all right.
Wow, okay, yeah. I hope you're okay, buddy.
No, definitely. But, yeah, you know, Justice Colt Band, you guys got to check them out, too. Yep. They're on Facebook, and they do the little bit of the circuit all over the place. He was busy, you know, with Geneva and all of that at the
right.
the TN Bike Fest, which was super successful.
Yeah, yep.
Everybody had a great time.
Yes. I wish we were there.
I wish we were, too, but, you know what
I
happened.
I was sick
with,
as a dog.
And I had my situation,
yep.
so, yeah. And it worked, but it worked out. But we're seeing them. We're seeing Geneva down in
Florida. Weeks. Yep.
2 weeks. Yep.
So, all right. So, you know what? I'm going to try making this phone call one more time here.
All right. To the
yes.
The bagger dude?
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Backyard bags.
Yeah.
I know backyard barbecues, too.
Baggers, not bags.
Baggers, yeah.
You said bags.
Hello. Right. And thank you for calling backyard.
All right, he's not.
That's all right.
All right, maybe we'll catch him next week.
Maybe he'll call in Monday when you make arrangements for Red Wolf to be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Who knows? Maybe he's got a deadline or something he's got to meet. He's got
You never know.
He could be actually building a motorcycle.
That's what I'm saying. He might have a deadline he has to meet, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, and they never go smooth. They never, ever go smooth. That would be just too easy. And,
but,
you know, so he might be trying to, you know, get something done so he can, you know, deliver it. Because, you know, us bikers, when they tell us we can have it on a day, we want it that day.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I never tell anybody when it's going to be ready. I'll call you when it's ready.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't ask me. I just spent 8 hours detailing your filthy motorcycle. Don't ask me when it's going to be ready.
See, I unfortunately get this. Well, you know, I want to ride tomorrow. Okay, so let me just pull parts out of my butt and we'll get the thing fixed.
You can do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Randy could do that instant, but, you know, duct taping doesn't really work on motorcycles.
Duct tape and paper.
No, but there are some dirty tricks you can use.
No, I know, but I wouldn't ever do that. I wouldn't put it as somebody's safety at risk there, but yeah.
Well, no, I mean, look, instead of duct tape, you use chain or something or cable. You know, you can be surprised what you could pull off.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I just want to read this really quick before you go into it. So, Dina Jane had said two spectacular pieces of music. It's about, I guess, the thing. An incredible, wonderful experience to see such great talent come together. Michael, JJ, Jeff Jones, Joey Huffman, Ricky Richards, Kevin Sellers, Floyd Tom Skinner. They say great music comes from the heart, and these fine gentlemen and talented musicians prove just that. Each one offered a piece of themselves along with their incredible talent that went into each of these songs. The way they work together with their own ideas by mastering them together, creating the fine work, art of music in these songs. Michael asked me to fly from New York to Georgia to be with him.
Wow.
I knew that wonderful music would be made, and I did not know I would be blown away seeing so much love go into these songs by these men and meet such wonderful people. And that is from Dina Jane Gervasio. And on that note,
play the song.
That's awesome.
That's the intro for Michael Almond's two
there
songs.
You go.
Thank you, Dina.
You are listening to Michael Allman on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You are listening to Brown Liquor Blues for Michael Allman on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Well, I was a free man, ran the nights at will. I drank all my whiskey straight from that still. Got me blind. The Brown Liquor Blues. Everybody warned me that I was gone.
Right. That was Michael Allman, man. Good stuff there. Real good stuff. Man, you love that stuff, right?
I absolutely do love that stuff.
Well, okay, so we're going to say goodnight now. Thank you, for everybody, for joining Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And we are going to end the show like this. 877